This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm David Byrd. The U.S. Centers for Disease Control says that the numbers are stark. The coronavirus's Delta variant is raging in the United States. AP's Sagar Meghani reports.
Director Rochelle Walensky says the nation's averaging 38,000 virus cases daily, up 53% from the previous week.
The Delta variant is spreading with incredible efficiency
and is estimated to cause 83% of cases.
It is one of the most infectious respiratory viruses we know of and that I have seen in my 20-year career.
Walensky says the CDC has not changed its mask guidance. Unvaccinated Americans should keep wearing them and get vaccinated. The White House says vaccination rates are rising in some states where infection rates are soaring. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
Just before the opening of the Olympic Games, Tokyo has hit another six-month high in new coronavirus cases. AP's Zaria Shackley reports.
The 1,979 new cases are the highest since 2044 were recorded on January the 15th. Prime Minister Yoshihide Suga and the International Olympic Committee have been determined to hold the Olympics despite the pandemic. Suga placed Tokyo under a state of emergency on the 12th of July, but daily cases have sharply risen. Spectators are banned from all Olympic venues in the Tokyo area, with limited audiences allowed at a few outlying sites. I'm Zaria Shackley.
On Wall Street, stocks closed in positive territory, with the Dow gaining 0.07%, the S&P 500 added 0.2%, and the NASDAQ gained by 0.36%. For more on these stories and the rest of the day's news, visit our website. This is VOA News. One day before the opening ceremonies of the Tokyo Olympics, the director of the pageant was fired. AP's Ed Donahue tells why.
Kentaro Kobayashi is accused of using a joke about the Holocaust in his 1998 comedy act, including the phrase, "Let's play Holocaust." Organizing committee president Seiko Hashimoto apologized and said they did not know at all that such a thing existed. This time she said they found these problems, and as this can have various diplomatic issues, they thought it would be important to deal with it as soon as possible. Earlier this week, Keigo Oyamada, a composer whose music was to be used at the ceremony, was forced to resign because of past bullying of classmates. Hiroshi Sasaka also stepped down as creative director for the opening and closing ceremonies after suggesting a Japanese actress should dress as a pig. I'm Ed Donahue.
Tens of thousands of people rallied in Ethiopia's capital Thursday to support Prime Minister Abiy Ahmed, who has faced criticism for his handling of a conflict that threatens to undermine stability in Africa's second most populous nation. Protesters waved signs condemning the Tigray People's Liberation Front as a cancer. Meanwhile, attacks by Tigrayan forces in Ethiopia's Afar region have forced more than 54,000 people from their homes. Tigrayan fighters who want the Ethiopian government to accept their terms before talks on a ceasefire can begin have taken control of three districts in Afar this week, according to a regional spokesperson. Haitians heard mass for slain President Jovenel Moïse at Notre Dame Cathedral in Cap-Haïtien on Thursday. With tears in their eyes, many were emotional during the service and demanded justice. Dozens marched through the streets, singing and chanting. Unrest had roiled the northern Haitian city of Cap-Haïtien on Wednesday as demonstrators set up roadblocks in protest against the assassination earlier this month of Moïse. Government officials say the former president was murdered by a team of mostly Colombian mercenaries, but many questions remain unanswered, including why the president's security forces did not do more to protect him. The U.S. House of Representatives has voted overwhelmingly to allow in thousands more of the Afghans who worked alongside Americans in the Afghanistan war. Lawmakers cited the urgency of protecting those on-the-ground allies from the Taliban retaliation as the U.S. military withdrawal ends its final weeks. The measure now heads to the Senate. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd, VOA News.